Well, good morning. Thank you all for coming today. I'm delighted to be joined by the head of the Department of Immigration and Customs Enforcement at the Department of Homeland Security, John Morton, the Attorney General of Virginia, Ken Cuccinelli, and our Virginia Superintendent of State Police, Colonel Steve Flaherty, and some other leaders from the Department of Homeland Security, Immigration and Customs Enforcement. We're here today to announce the continuation of a great partnership between the federal and state governments in dealing with the issue of criminal illegal aliens that we have worked together on now for some years. I'm particularly grateful with the great leadership of Director Morton that we've been able to do some very positive things to remove criminal illegal aliens from both the streets and the prisons of the Commonwealth of Virginia. It's something I think our public demands and will improve public safety because it will mean less victimization, less future incarceration for the citizens of Virginia. Director Morton and his team, I think, have done a great job last year. There were more deportations of criminal illegal aliens than at any point in history. And for the citizens of Virginia, that's a good thing because they partnered with us, as I'll talk about in a minute, on the issue of criminal illegal alien sex offenders, and that's what we're here to talk about here today. So I really appreciate this cooperation with the federal government. I wanted to give you a little history about how we really got here to today, what we've accomplished together, and what working together with our federal partners, what we hope to continue to do in the future. You may recall back in 2005, I chaired a Crime Commission Task Force on sex offenders and to revise and improve our laws in Virginia. And one of the things that we did at that time was to improve Virginia's sex offender and crimes against minor registry. As a result of doing that, we funded 45 new troopers at the Virginia State Police whose job was to go out and actually enforce those new statutes to be sure that everybody that was a convicted sex offender required to register was actually doing so, and if not, that the appropriate sanctions were meted out and the people were brought back to court because it's a new criminal act for failing to register or re-register in a timely fashion. Those 45 troopers are now trained up to speed and doing a terrific job. And that's why this operation with Operation Coldplay and the operation that Director Morton announced today has been a success, because with the intense registration or re-registration being accurate, the director and his team was able to know where these offenders were, whether they're incarcerated or in Alexandria, Henrico, or some other place. Goes back to a good job by our state police in making sure the registration is accurate. In 2007, I also requested as Attorney General that Virginia State Police check the birthplace of every individual that is on that Virginia sex offender registry and to match that against the records that ICE has with regard to whether an individual is legally or illegally present in the United States. Those ICE agents ran the list against two federal databases, and that's what led to Operation Coldplay back in 2008. At that time, with ICE, the Virginia State Police, and ICE removed 171 convicted criminal alien sex offenders from the Commonwealth of Virginia. So this year's Operation SOAR that we've announced today that's been taking place is a continuation of that effort, and as you've heard now, has resulted in 15 offenders off the street and some 365 that are currently incarcerated and at the completion of their sentence will also be processed for deportation. I think it's noteworthy that most of these offenders have committed those crimes within the last year or two, and so these are people that are clear and present current dangers to the citizens of Virginia. These ICE agents and troopers had very specific targets through both of these operations, and that is to look at foreign nationals who have already committed crimes and have already been convicted of those crimes and yet have not been previously targeted for deportation by federal officials. Most of those were in the Department of Corrections facilities, but some of those 365 are still in our local jails, and so we've had good cooperation from our local sheriffs as well. So I guess this is another example of the good things that can happen for public safety in our state when state and federal and local officials are all working together with a common goal. The director's office could not have been more cooperative in this. There have been numerous meetings over the last, I'd say, year or so, Director Morton, to get to the point where this operation has now been completed this week. I fully agree with the director that no convicted sex offender, felon, that's not legally present in the United States should remain in the United States. These are people that are very dangerous. All of the law of Virginia treats them as so. That's why we civilly commit the most dangerous of those criminals for indefinite periods of time in mental health facilities in Virginia. So if they're that dangerous and illegally present, then they ought to be deported to their home countries. Half of the people that were half of those that are convicted and that are subject to these deportations are actually people that were categorized as violent sex offenders. Those are the most dangerous categories of sex offenders that we have under our law. In addition to the enforcement efforts that we've outlined here today, Virginia's Department of Corrections, along with the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Department, now has a system in place to ensure that every state alien inmate has a federal detainer placed upon them, which will keep those people from returning their neighborhoods. So once again, when the criminal sentence is done, the federal detainer is upon them. They will be handed over to the federal authorities for detention and processing for deportation. So we have, I believe now, a seamless system that is working well at both the state and federal level for felons of all kinds. We have identified now about 850 total inmates in the Department of Corrections alone that have federal detainers placed against them as a result of this joint effort, not just the sex offenders, but any number of other convicted felons who will be subject to deportation when this is done. The good news is a couple of years ago, Virginia created a system that requires that every individual arrested and booked for a felony in Virginia now has their legal status determined at the time of arrest. So we've been doing some good work with new people coming into the system over the last couple of years. Every sheriff at the point of booking makes an inquiry to the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. Their legal status is determined at that time. And obviously, if they're illegally present, then that is communicated to ICE, and actions towards getting a detainer placed upon them are put in place. The problem is that this is a fairly new law, 2 years old. There's still a large number of people in our jails and our prisons who had not been subject to that scrutiny in the past, and this new system that's been put in place is going to make sure that no one goes out the back end of the penitentiary without determining their legal status. It's part of the overall Safe Communities program that the state and federal government has put together, and the Attorney General is going to talk about that in just a moment. So I want to thank Director Morton. I want to say that we've had a couple of good operations now, but there are more to come. There are other violent categories of felons that we hope to replicate this successful model on as we go forward, and I look forward to more cooperation and more work together with our great federal partners to be able to keep the people of Virginia safe. I think the best concluding remark is to underscore the comments of both the Attorney General and the Director, and that is no matter what people's personal view might be on the issue of immigration, there really is a broad Virginia consensus on this point, and that is that people that want to come to America and work hard, play by the rules, assimilate into the culture, pursue the American dream, we should welcome them here. People that come to America and want to commit crimes and prey on their fellow citizens, they need to be detained, prosecuted, and deported. And that's what this operation is all about. And this this great partnership that I think we've established will continue to be in place. And we look forward to future announcements on the fruit that it bears.